I'm Tim Kearns, and this is the Coach's File, brought to you by Big Jim's Auto Body, 19 Creek Street in Beverly. For the best in automotive auto body repair, contact Jimmy Zarella at 978-927-3201. That's Big Jim's Auto Body. Joining me today in our first edition of the Coach's File for the 2016-2017 school year is fourth-year girls varsity soccer coach Allison, formerly Walsh, Smith. Allison, I'll start off. I can't believe that we just discussed before we started. It's your fourth year as head coach. It doesn't seem that long ago that you were a student here.
No, it hasn't. Well, actually, yeah, it's been quite a long time, Tim. I'm old.
Well, certainly in my age, in comparative years, no, you're still relatively young. I still remember when you were a student here and a key member of the girls' soccer team at that point. And for you, it's certainly, as it has done for many of us in the coaching ranks, it's come full circle. You're back coaching the sport that you really excelled at while you were in high school, and you're coaching it at the school that you had the opportunity to play at. Just quickly, what's that experience been like for you over the last 3 years?
It's been really fun to kind of keep that tradition going, you know, playing here and playing on Newell Stadium and seeing all the great things that come from the Gloucester community, and it's just been a pleasure to kind of give back to my community.
You know, certainly there are ups and downs with high school sports, especially with the quality of your team is reflective of the numbers that you get and the quality and experience, especially of the players that you come up. What can we expect to see from Gloucester Girls Varsity Soccer and the Gloucester Soccer program in general this year?
I think this year is going to be the year that we shine in the Northeast Conference. In the past 3 years, we've had about 20 or so kids come out for double sessions. And this year, we had over 35. So a much better pool to select from. We got some great new talent. We have two new freshmen coming in and two upperclassmen who are playing fisherman soccer for the first time this year. They came from other schools, and we're looking forward to seeing what they can do for us.
You know, and certainly numbers give you the opportunity to have larger numbers on your sub-varsity programs that give girls the opportunity to play and to improve their skills so that they can, again, move up to the varsity level in a year or two.
Yeah, and next year we are losing 9 seniors. And so having a solid JV program that is full of talent is going to give some room for those players who are talented to move up and take some spots.
Okay, let's go back and look at some of those 9 seniors that are going to provide the core of your team this year.
Absolutely. So in the defense, we have our captains, Rachel Neris, Alexia Marnoto, who formerly plays midfield, who I'm thinking about putting in defense, another senior captain. Haley Blanchett, another captain. We have seniors that fill all roles on our fields, and they're going to be an important factor in keeping this team together and showing some senior experience.
What style do you guys play? I remember I used to talk with James Cook when he was the head coach of the boys soccer program. And we used to discuss, you know, the formations that he would use. And for him, there was basically, you know, you could move forward from the back, you could move forward, and it was a constant rotation, a circling effect, so to speak, where a midfielder might end up playing back on defense if he notices the defenseman on his side, a defensive back has moved forward up the field on an attack. Would you guys play a similar style to that, or do you pretty much stay within the, like 4-4-2?
We typically play a 4-4-2, and in the past years we've played a diamond in the back. This year we're actually trying to transform into a flat back 4. So I think the talent that we have this year is going to allow that to happen. And eventually we're hoping that we usually play a 4-4-2. Hopefully this year we can actually do a 4-3-3 and get a little bit more offensive production.
Good. You mentioned some of your seniors. Who are the other seniors that you're going to be looking for, not only for leadership, but for scoring and for defense? Now I know I put you on the spot.
Oh, for sure. So seniors that are looking to score, Lily Coons is returning as a striker. She can put the ball in from quite a few yards away. Depending on where Alexia plays, she can put the ball in the net. And Sophia Pata on the outside mid. She's coming back from an illness, but she's looking pretty good, and I think that she can put the ball in the back of the net as well.
I have to ask one last point, not associated with Gloucester soccer of the recent past. We have a former player, Claire Pluler, now playing over in the Swedish Premier Soccer League.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I had a pleasure of being the assistant coach when Claire was playing. And she was always really fun to watch, and it's fun to see kids from a small community doing big things, and so we're proud of her and proud to know her.
You know, certainly Dave showed me her team picture today, and I went, she looks like she was born to play this. She looks like she fits just in with the Swedish national. You wouldn't be able to pick her out of a team picture.
No, that blonde hair and blue eyes. She fits right in. Can't speak the language. Doesn't know what they're saying to her, but she can play soccer. She'll do just fine.
You know, and certainly you see that a lot, especially if people watch the European leagues. There's so many different internationalities on all the various teams. The coach can't talk to all these guys, but individual sports have a language all their own. And you play the sport, you know what the coach wants you to do. You know, and getting out there, the transition is that much easier because you're good at your sport. And Claire was always a joy to watch. I watched her every time I could when BU was on TV.
Okay.
And it was amazing just the skill level that she was at. Again, from the small town, here's a girl who went to BU, played against national ranks teams all the time, and never looked out of place.
No, she could hang with the best of them out there. So I think her goal is to come back here, try out for the Breakers at some point, and hopefully be part of their program. And I think that she'll do great things for them too.
You know, certainly she's a role model for all the girls here, and in the years of, especially at Gloucester High School, that if you have talent and if you work to develop that talent, things like this can happen for you as well.
Oh, for sure. Claire never was one to sit down and not do something. Claire played soccer year-round. And if we can get those kids that have some talent to go play some club soccer and play year-round, Gloucester can do great things. And she's an example of that.
All right, Coach, we're going to get together every couple of weeks, and we'll look at where the season's at. We'll do a little review of where you've been and a preview of what's coming up, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Okay, that's been Allie Walsh-Smith, the girls' varsity soccer coach here at Gloucester High School. For the Coach's File, brought to you by Big Jim's Auto Body, 19 Creek Street in Beverly, I'm Tim Kearns.